And now the game where we like to celebrate someone's lifetime of achievement by asking them to achieve just one more thing. When acclaimed choreographer Garth Fagan was growing up in Jamaica, he dreamed of a far-off place where he could pursue his art and create his company and teach dance to others. And 40 years ago, he first found that paradise when he came to Rochester, New York. The founder of the Garth Fagan Dance Company and the choreographer of the Broadway smash The Lion King joins us now. Garth Fagan, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. So, do I have that right? Growing up in Jamaica, you dreamed of the hills of Rochester?
No. I was on my way to New York City.
Yeah.
And
overshot it a bit.
Yeah. And I fell in love with the city, especially in the springtime.
Yeah.
It is not to be believed.
Beautiful.
And one instantaneous the correction, it was 46 years ago.
Oh, excuse me. So we were reading that you were growing up in Jamaica. Did you know that you were interested in dance? Were you one of those young men who knew that he wanted to dance from an early age?
Yeah, I danced with Ivy Baxter National Company in Jamaica.
Yeah.
And they traveled around the world, wore beautiful clothes, drove fancy cars, and shallow, empty reasons, I was thrilled to do it.
Really? So you weren't interested in dance because of the aesthetic pleasures of
beauty? No.
You wanted to live that legendary, fast-living, international dancer lifestyle.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Right?
Did that ultimately work out for you? Did you live a life of luxury and ease?
Oh, luxury, yes. Ease, never, when you choreograph human beings.
That's the problem. We were reading that your father was not happy with your choice of a career. Is that the case?
Absolutely not. He's an Oxford man, Oxford graduate, but he wanted me to be a doctor like him,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, something more respectable than dancing. But I have 11 or 12 honorary doctorates,
hey.
So Daddy, I'm doctor.
What does that do? Well, that's fine for a hobby, but how are you going to make a living?
Yes, and in fairness to him, in 73, I didn't know why I was driven to take the company to Jamaica.
Yeah.
And I charged airline tickets and hotel on his American Express card.
No, wait a minute. This is great. He, who didn't want you to be a dancer, paid for your tour to Jamaica.
Right.
And what did he say when he got that bill?
Well, when he came to the show, he came backstage. And he was sweetness and light, my son, the choreographer. And the dancer says, "You said he was so mean. What a lovely man."
Oh.
You know? And my brothers and sisters are looking at it like, we don't know this guy. And but when I told him, I said, "Dad, I have to tell you something. I charge this trip on your account,
yeah.
and I'll pay it back to you in 4 or 5 installments." And that beloved man said, "You don't owe me a dime."
Oh, so,
wow. What a story.
Wow.
Just beautiful.
Yeah. Boy, yeah. I feel like a sucky parent now.
So Garth, let's talk about The Lion King. This is the smash Broadway show running for 20 years now. You choreograph these amazing sequences with dancers and puppets of animals that they're performing. How in the world did you figure out how, for example, a giraffe should dance?
Well, happily, when I did Lion King, I'd been to Africa 7 times before.
Yeah.
And I'd been on safaris. So I had a really good idea of how they should move. The only problem is they don't have to do 8 shows a week.
The giraffe, the actual giraffe.
Right.
Yeah.
And my dancers had to do 8 shows a week. So I had to keep that in mind, that it should look like the animal, but there's a human being in there.
Right.
Who has muscles that ache and bones that get fractured, and you know, yeah, and wives and husbands and lovers and mistresses that go AWOL.
You have to keep the mistresses in mind.
Oh, right? Absolutely, yes. Absolutely.
I have a friend who toured with your show, The Lion King, for many years, and he said that the various dancers and actors in the show develop injuries or pains that are specific to their character.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, you know, a Pumbaa will run into another Pumbaa on the road and go like, oh yeah, what are you doing for that? The small of your back and your left shoulder.
You know, it's a little known fact that gazelles on the Serengeti got together at one point and said to their parents, look, we got 7 safaris a week. You know, what do you say we use 4 legs and walk a shorter distance?
Well, Garth Fagan, what a pleasure to meet you and to talk to you. We have asked you here today to play a game that this time we're calling
Lion King Meet the Lion King.
So, as we discussed, you helped create the Lion King, which made us wonder, what would you know about the kings of lying? That is, really deceitful people. Answer 3 questions about people who were royally dishonest, and you will win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl Castle's voice and their voicemail. Bill, who is choreographer Garth Fagan playing for?
Audrey Middleton of Rochester, New York.
Yeah. There you go. Ready to do this?
Yes, sir.
All right, here's your first question. In 2014, French authorities launched a month-long investigation into a kidnapping that was based on a lie. Which of these was it? A, a woman was embarrassed her friends spotted her on a date with a dorky guy, so she said he had kidnapped her. B, a young boy who made up a kidnapping just to get out of going to the dentist. Or C, a couple who wanted to visit Paris but couldn't afford the fare, so they said they were kidnapped so the police would take him, quote, home.
I think it was the couple who wanted to get kidnapped so they could go to Paris.
Paris is worth it, but in fact it was the young boy. He really didn't want to go to the dentist.
No.
They
oh.
found him hiding. They said, "What?" He said, oh, I was kidnapped. That's why I'm not at the dentist. It took him a month to figure that out. You still have tumor cancer.
I understand that, young man.
Here's your next question. Every year, England holds the world's biggest liar festival for when people from around the globe are given 5 minutes to tell the most convincing lie they can. There's only one rule. What? A, the contestants are required to tell the lies while looking into the eyes of their disapproving mothers. B, politicians and lawyers are not allowed to enter the competition because they're, quote, too skilled at telling lies. Or C, the lies have to be told by the contestants' pants are literally on fire.
B.
It is, in fact, B.
B!
Last question. Lies have played an important role in American history, such as, well, in which of these cases? A, in 1860, a lobbyist made up the word Idaho, said it was a Native American word, and named a state after it. B, in 1884, the Republican Party created a completely fictional presidential candidate with the unlikely name of Grover Cleveland. Or C, democracy itself is a lie. Am I right, sheeple?
My colleagues in the audience insist that it is the first letter of the alphabet, A.
It is, in fact, A.
Wow.
Idaho is not a real Native American word, but it sure sounds like one, doesn't it? It's made up by a lobbyist. Bill, how did Garth Fagan do in our quiz?
It's the circle of life. 2 out of 3 wins.
Yeah.
Garth Fagan is a Tony Award-winning choreographer. You can find more information about his dance company at garthfagandance.org. Garth Fagan, thank you so much.
Thank
for
you.
Joining
Peter.
Us. Thank you. Thank you.
Chihuahua.